Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. I'm going to stand in for the moment for Mr. Sluggy Dan as we anticipate his arrival. And we're going to say good evening to Aaliyah Oliveira. She's joining me in the studio live today. And she came in the studio extremely mannerly, extremely polite and friendly with her lovely mum. So we'll say good evening to Aaliyah Oliveira. Good evening, Aaliyah.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine too, ma'am. Thank you so much for asking. So we were having a little chat earlier. We were talking, and you were telling me all about what you're up to at school. So please, help enlighten Barbados and tell them all about what you're doing, this fantastic project that you're up to at your school and other schools.
Well, I am a sixth form door school student of the law schools. I am a member of the Law School Student Council, and within my council, I am the founder of the Unity Campaign, which was launched on the 20th of February 2023 at our school.
Tell us about this Unity project.
This Unity project came to me as an idea because I was seeing stuff going on within schools, within our environment, and I thought what would be a better way to start it or have changes if I don't start within my school as a community, as it has everyone from different backgrounds. So if I start it within my school, then it can have an effect into the community.
And what's it been like? What has the reaction been from your schoolmates, your friends? What's it been like? Tell us more.
Well, I had a positive feedback from both students, teachers, the principal, deputy principal, and stuff within my school. Also had support from my parents and friends. And that's really how it actually started, because for me, I am a nervous child. But with the support of everyone pushing me, I think that's what brought it to light.
You say nervous, Aaliyah, but listen, man, you came in here today and we've been talking really cool, you know. And I must say, I'm impressed with what you told me. You were even telling me about the impact that the recent gang truce has had on your school. So tell Barbados how us adults, the things that we do, affect you guys in terms of what happens after we do. What happens to you guys when you see us doing certain things? For instance, that truce.
Well, because us as students or us as young persons in life, we look up to adults and we look at the persons in our community. So if it's yes, we know the right, we know wrong. But because we seeing persons do a certain thing every day, we think, well, if they're getting through by life by doing this, we can get through a life by doing the same thing, which would be wrong. But it looks right to us in the eyesight. And because gangs are out there and all over the community, all over Barbados, it has an impact on the children coming to school and want to follow or want to go in the footsteps of the gang stuff, which then lays back on the school and causes a lot of mischievous stuff to happen.
So would you say there's been a slight change in what's going on at school over the last couple of months?
Yes, Fizz. I would say it probably reduced of the children not want to argue all the time, but in a way they want to put out their feelings. But I also think that has an impact on, because the children were not out and be able to be in a school environment or be able to express their feelings because of COVID. But everything can't be blamed on COVID, because really and truly, if there wasn't COVID, we wouldn't have seen a lot of these things and not know what to do.
And so you know, we love to have real conversations here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as Sluggy likes to say. So basically, I'm going to ask you straight up, in terms of the truce and these gangs coming to a truce. We were talking earlier, and you were saying that in schools, there were actually gangs and children coming to school who were into this stuff. Can you tell us more about that?
Because persons might go in the in their community, may rat one particular gang, but then come into school and children want to say about I from this gang or I from the next gang, which shouldn't be brought into the school environment, perhaps starts out fights, and that's not what we want. We want a community where we can come and interact, learn, have fun, and then go home and not have to worry about, well, my friend getting a fight today, my friend getting suspended because of this. And that's not the environment we want to live in.
Understood. So you've seen since that time, in terms of the truce, that there's been a decrease, would you say? Children have come to school and it's been a little bit easier in terms of the certain gangs that there are?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so us adults have a big role to play in terms of how we affect your lives and the things that go on in your lives. I realized that just from talking to you before we came on air. So tell us more, though, about your Unity project.
Well, my Unity project is being run through the Student Council, as I said, due to the fact that the Student Council advocates for the rights of children, advocates or be the voice of children within my school or within every school. So I thought that if I do it through my Student Council, well, people are not going to think about it's only Aaliyah behind this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the whole school environment that is willing to come on board and help. So we got involved with the Interact Club, the Key Club, the football team, the PE department, the Gems, Christian Fellowship, more, but that's, I could see all the clubs within our school, and it was not like only the children were involved. Teachers were coming, were saying, well, we should do this, we could add this to the program, we could involve this, and it was different areas and fun to see that my idea was not only something that impacted me or my council, but impacted the whole school.
Understood. And how old are you, Aaliyah?
I'm only 16 years of age.
And you just came up with this. So you thought of this and you decided you're going to do something about it.
Yes, please. Although I had a little, I don't want to do it because I don't think it will work, and I don't know how if the effect would be, or if it would be a strong reaction and stuff. But I want to say thank you to Mr. Aleem, Jaheem, Mrs. Beckles, and my whole Student Council team for being on my back, because they say, Aaliyah, we're doing this, and this is our project. We're going to push it. And really and truly, this is the baby of the council, and nobody understands why we say this, but that's the baby of the council.
Fantastic. Well, we did have Sluggy join us by the phone momentarily, but something seems to be wrong with that connection too. So apparently Sluggy's having some communication problems. We sure hope he gets it sorted out. We do have another guest on the show this evening, and we're going to ask her to introduce herself and tell us all about what she's into. Good evening. How are you doing? Hello, ma'am.
How
are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. What's your name and tell us what you're all about, please?
All right. My name is Olivia Hall. I am the managing and artistic director of OAN Dance Company, which is also known as Of Another Nature. And I'm also the artistic director for the dance component of the Bridgetown International Arts Festival, which comes off next week, Saturday, the 18th.
Sounds interesting. Tell us more. Tell us more about the name of your group and what exactly you guys do. Where do you perform? Where do you rehearse? Tell us about some of your performances you've had.
Okay. Well, if I had to list, that would take up all our time. But I want to talk to you about the festival, which is coming off next week. So under the umbrella of the Bridgetown International Arts Festival, this year we're kind of switching up things, and we'll be featuring a dance group under the theme Present, Future, Perfect Dance. So this year, as I said, we'll be featuring a dance group, and that dance group would be my dance group, OAN Dance Company. And we will be presenting our work called Connecting Threads, My Village, Your Village. And the evening will also showcase other dance groups. We have six lineup, Vibe 25, Beijing Zin Movement, One Movement, Multifarious Dance Crew, Highlands Creative Workshop, and the Barbados Community College.
Sounds good. Now, what's the age ranges of your participants in your dance group? Yes, ma'am.
The age ranges go from 6 up till, I want to say, 66. So 6 years old up to adult age group.
Okay, sounds fantastic. And this arts festival is coming up with? Coming up when?
It's coming up on March 18th, starts March 18th at Common Mare School with the dance showcase presented by us and the six other dance groups. It starts at 7 p.m., so that kicks off the festival. And the next day, the Sunday, there's Brunch and the Word, which happens at Cravings at Purity. And then you have, I think it is, Music is Life, which comes off at the Barbados Museum on the 25th of March.
Ah, sounds good. Sounds wonderful. So you've heard us talking to Aaliyah over here.
Yes.
Tell us about, because you seem a little bit older than 16 and slightly younger than me. So tell us in terms of your thoughts, in terms of what you think your artistic, the dance, in terms of the art of dance, can do to help the youth.
Well, regarding dance and youth, that is something that, for example, why the showcase is called Connecting Threads, My Village, Your Village. And what I always like to advocate, it starts with me, but it also ends with we. And without we, you wouldn't really be supported or empowered. You really wouldn't grow as a community. And dance within the community is so important because it helps to build self-esteem. It helps to push children where they didn't even think that they can be pushed, right? It really helps to nurture that innate talent that all of them have. And it, once again, just builds character within children and adults individually and as a group. So I always go back to this African saying, Ubuntu, I am because we are. And as I said before, there's no me without we. And dance within the community, dance within all villages, not only being local, but also Caribbean, is so important.
Well, you just mentioned something there that I know a little bit about in my profession, which is Ubuntu. It's fantastic. I truly believe that the Caribbean needs to learn a lot more of our history and the traditions that we have in Africa. There's a lot of unity in Africa that we don't know, we're not taught about here in Barbados. So even when you just mentioned Ubuntu just now, it really pricked my ears. So thank you so much for that. So Aaliyah, do you have a dance group at your school?
Yes, sis, there is a dance group at my school.
And you've also contacted them and approached them in terms of helping out with your program?
Yes, please.
That sounds fantastic. So Aaliyah, the Unity Project, you started it on February the 20th this year.
It was launched this
year. So when did you come up with the idea?
Honestly, I had the idea when we were painting benches as a council and there were issues we were talking about. And I just said, it started as I had one idea of doing a little competition within the school. And then it started about everybody had different ideas to pitch in. So then we agreed, well, why not do something bigger than and put all of these under? And my teacher said, why not do a unity campaign? Why not do a campaign? And he said, I tasked you to do come up with a name. And I went to everybody in the council because I was like, how are we going to get this pull off? What are we going to do? And it just came out one day, we were on the phone and they said, well, unity because we want everybody to come as one.
Well, I tell you what, Aaliyah, we have the man himself. Good evening, Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. Good evening, good evening. Great job, Aaliyah. Great job. Extremely proud of you. And big ups to the Bridgetown Arts Festival. Love you. I'm hearing it. Want to encourage all the Barbados to come out. Ali, thanks for holding it down and giving these two awesome ladies an opportunity to come and speak about these wonderful initiatives that they have, you know. I always say that I like the balance we try to create, you know. There's a lot of bad news. We try to bring the goodness that is happening in and around Barbados. So I appreciate you for that, my brother. And good evening to Barbados. My phone going crazy. And I got called people a couple of weeks ago and was asked to be one of the mentors for Beige to the World. And also help out the youngsters and the young artists and the young creatives that are performing for Beige to the World is tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Darrell Jordan Secondary School, that is formerly known as St. Lucie's Secondary School. So that's why I was in studio today. I'm here on location down at Darrell Jordan Secondary School. The young people are sounding extremely good, Ollie. Guaranteed to be a good show. And I have a question. I have a question to ask the representative from the Bridgetown Arts Festival. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, please. Thanks a lot for coming here. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
You're most welcome.
Yes, please. I know what this in the last of the festival go on. Well, are you on board with the Bridgetown Arts Festival as well, people? Yes, it's like you're working hard, so you're going to hear about it all the time. I'm going to speak about it on our sister station, 95.3, this Wednesday as well. So we'll keep on speaking about it. Question. Initiatives like the Bridgetown Arts Festival, right? What do you hope to achieve most of all? I know the public may see the aesthetics and the design and the public come out and watch. You know, those things are standard. But for you personally, what do you hope an initiative like this can achieve, just besides numbers coming out?
Right. So initiatives like this are very important for each community, any community, and also for the youth and within the dance community. Yeah. Reality is, we want to provide exposure and experience for those groups who may not have the chance to be a part of an initiative like this or a production or showcase like this, right?
People might be struggling for a performance. People might be struggling for something to do with their creative brain.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead. Yes. I love it.
Right. Sorry. So. Just like Beige to the World, you know, initiatives or outlets like this are very important once again because we want to give everybody a chance to build that platform for themselves as artists, performing artists.
Yes.
And you need the experience. You need to know how it feels to get that stage fright, how it feels.
You can't get
to,
good out of here.
The reality is, you can't get good any other way. Correct. So you need the platform, you need the opportunity, and all of that, as I said, would really help with your experience, would really help with your growth as an individual and also as a performing artist.
Right, growth. That's what you want to hear, my growth, because you know, you really want to be stagnant in life. You know, you want to feel like you get better at something. And you and I will know as creatives, right? When you're doing things like this, it don't only benefit your artistic side, it's benefit you on a whole, because You can't get good with no performing arts unless you lock in, unless you give that dead serious focus to your art. You can't really get to the level you want to, you know, unless you really discipline. So the arts also help with things like that. Because you don't have the choice. It's like one of the byproducts of art. No, Aaliyah.
Yes, please.
Question for you. And then who's the person representing Bridgestone Arts Festival? Michelle?
My name is Olivia Hall. Olivia.
Well, this Olivia, or bigger Olivia people. Olivia is a young, I can't call you young, but you're still young, you're younger than Ollie, so you're young still. But this is an icon in the making, a stalwart, doing great work. So I will ask Aaliyah first, and then I want Olivia to answer why. Olivia, you realize from your, because you're part of cheerleading as well and dancing as well, right? Aaliyah, you see it benefit any of your friends and your young people that they come into dance one way and the left a different way? They do see the benefits of something like dancing, cheerleading, and the performing arts?
Well, for me, yes, please.
For me personally,
yes, please. Oh, and with my friends.
Go ahead and love that.
For me, I came in probably because it was something that I never thought I would have settled on and do as a sport. And I came in, I love the arts of it. I love the sport. I learned time management. Yes, please. I love the creative side. I learned time management with it. And also not to give up when it comes to certain stuff. Although I might not be able to get it today, tomorrow I'm going to try again and I'm going to get it done.
Determination, love that.
And that also helped me to with my exams. I know about, I have cheer this day, I have the exam next day. You have to do 1 hour for cheer, 1 hour for exam. Or if you have to do 30 minutes and then an hour or whatever it was, I just learned.
Mm-hmm.
How to cope and manage.
Uh-huh.
Also learn like how that. To work with other persons, even if it's different personalities and stuff. And that also helped me to go into the student council or even at school where it have different personalities. I learn it from both ends.
But all this from sport and art, Aaliyah. All this from sport and art. All this is all of these are things that you develop for yourself personally from doing these things.
Yes, please.
I love that here. I love that. No. Olivia.
Yes. I wanna agree.
Listen, right, Olivia. I wasn't looking for too much different things. It being, you know, you can be real with you. You know, it's sluggy. I ain't so I can't help. I was looking for at least two or three things. But Aaliyah gave us so many things. I want you to continue what you just said. Before you cut you off, I want to continue what you were saying, but then I want you to explain to me and Barbados why do we get all these benefits from something that seems so simple but just dancing? She mentioned a whole heap of things. Why do we get all of these things and why it's so important? Sorry for cutting you off, sis.
No, that's okay. So Aaliyah hit the head on the nail of everything. So she spoke about the resilience through those challenges. She spoke about the growth. And most importantly, she spoke about the balance. And I think that dance as an art discipline, just like music, just like visual arts, just like fashion, even architecture, the creativity behind that, it brings balance and a holistic feeling of belonging, once again, so that's the unity to a person's identity, their your makeup, your how you're made up as a human being. I always have this idea of and this is just a little, this is the creative side of me. I always say that when God was giving us our stamps, you know, he knew what he was doing. So Some of us had to be choreographers. Some of us had to be doctors. Some of us had to be lawyers. You know, some of us had to be radio personalities, right? So those of us who have who were given this as our birthright, art, creative arts, what else can we do but continue to nurture it, continue to work holistically in and out with it. And the icing on the top is to share our growth, share our experience, share our knowledge, share the wisdom with everybody. So yeah.
Well, gosh, I love that. And I like when you mention identity.
Yep.
And when you mention identity rich, you know, and I know it's extremely important, because if you don't find that, sometimes you can find yourself down so many different roads, you might be into trouble.
Yeah.
Then you're already a bad fella, but you don't find your identity really. So, you know, you mm-hmm. wander off, or you don't find your identity, so you don't know how to be confident within yourself either.
So exactly, and the thing is,
uh-huh.
we have to be real. We have to be real with ourselves. We experience so many situations that help shape our identity, and that is why it was so important when I came up with the theme. Yes, the theme for the festival is present, future, perfect dance, but under that umbrella, I came up with the theme connecting threads: my village, your village. Which is going to be following the story of a young girl called Fifi. And the beauty about Fifi's character, although yes, it's a female, a young girl, there's a Fifi in all of us, because reality is we have to navigate the many crossroads that we're faced with in life. And we have to try to find that balance between bridging our past so that it makes sense with our present. I know I didn't say future as yet, because the future is still untold. It's still unfolding. So the reality is, this is what art does. It's always an evolution of what you would have created or done. So hence, art mirrors life. And as we continue to change and grow as individuals, that's how our art will be. So everything just goes hand in hand.
Well, guys, listen, right? All helping to cement in my mind even further is how important art is. And when I say art, I mean all forms of art. It could be creative art. It could be all forms of creative art, that is acting, whether it's drama, dance, whether it's music, whether it's spoken word, any form of art, whether it's so important for the things that you all mentioned. I heard Aaliyah talk about the discipline she had mm-hmm. to achieve first, and these different small goals that you have to achieve, Olivia, is what is so important to the development of a young person, especially anyone, because art can help anyone, but the youth are
anyone,
especially
yeah.
to help, because Aaliyah's speaking to having to develop things like discipline. You can't just born discipline. This makes sense. You
no.
gotta develop within you. You know what I mean? That mm-hmm. takes a lot of work. That's one. And then you, Olivia, speak about identity. So when you add discipline to your identity, you ain't got no choice but to walk in your purpose, you know. This is how deep art is.
Exactly.
And this is where you get exactly. from speaking to two of you all. And those three things, for me, those three things, that ain't just a show. This ain't just a project that Aaliyah got. This ain't just a show that you and the others, the Andrea King, my sister, is putting on, Olivia. You know what I mean? This is something bigger than just a show.
Yes.
You all are showing Barbados. These are the products of art. And that is something
yep.
respect, Olivia. Like, for real, from your heart, that's something that you got to respect. You know what I mean? Like, that's something they got to
exactly.
respect.
And that's why I always tell my students, And also, I always tell them this, and I also apply this to my life, and I try to extend that even within my own personal circle, which is when passion meets purpose, you can do anything, right? You can try at anything. Once that passion and purpose, and you truly understand that purpose, then you can do anything. And once again, the perfect thing, once God gives you breath and you have another day, go for it. Yeah.
No, I love that. I love that. Passion meets purpose.
Meets purpose.
And of course, you are saying that identity and discipline is important to reach those things. That's what you are saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Well, I'm just making sure I get to you. You know what I mean? I want to make sure it works. So when I see the youngsters on stage dancing for the Bridgestone Arts Festival, and they're doing the choreography, and six or seven of them in a row, Olivia, and doing everything together, I am just seeing a choreography. That's what you're telling me. You're telling me that when we attend, I want to make sure I get you good, you know, up on life and ear.
Okay.
You are telling me, Sluggy, your brother, that when we go to the Bridgestone Arts Festival, I am just seeing children or young people or old people jumping about in line. That's not what I'm just seeing. I'm seeing something much deeper.
Yes, you're seeing that drive that makes them the exceptional performer.
Talk to me.
Yes.
Talk to me, man. I love that. Ollie.
Yes.
Mr. Sluggy Dunn.
Ollie, you were, I'll be being honest here. You think, like, if you're just looking at art callously, you would believe that all of these things included, here's a young lady still in school in lower six who explained all the things she's got from it, and then here is our sister Olivia breaking it down for us laymen that we can understand even further. When we see people dancing, Ollie, we and Jesse the dancing, we are seeing 7 weeks of hard work and discipline and dedication and finding identity. That's what we seeing when we just see them girls hopping boat on stage. We are just seeing that dance. All of this, Ollie, you think the average person that was watching, if we didn't have the opportunity to explain all these things, it'd be very hard to know and imagine all of that in just art, bro.
Well, the thing about it, Sluggy man, when you walk in a room, if you're a plumber, walk in a room, you're gonna look to see, how's the plumbing? If you're an electrician, you can look to see how's the electric. So for me, it's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
You know me. I love to learn. I'm a learner. Yeah. I'm a living, learning human. So very interesting to me, Sluggy. Very interesting.
Yeah, no, I like that point. I like that point you hit there on the head, Ollie. You know what I mean? If you're an electrician, you'll look for the electricity in it. You'll look for the electrical installation in it. So you say, you know, that anyone that come into any of the Bridgestone Arts thing or any arts festival or showcase, they are going to see something that's for them within the art itself.
And
that's
also, not only that, Sluggy, you're going to find people going who are going to see things they've never seen before.
Talking about. No, I like that. I like that, Olivia. So he telling me, you know, if he's a man, he's dressed, and they come and see what I dance, I can realize these girls dress real good, yeah? Because that we're looking for, but I can still get a real good dance.
Yes, you're going to get stories.
I love it.
Because the concept behind Connecting Threads, My Village, Your Village, is a narrative between each village. So each village being represented by a choreography, right? And we don't only have females, we also have males as well. You know, we need that male energy as well, right? So male, female energy, being holistic on stage on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Man, I love that. I love that. And before we go and let you all go, I want to say it's such a great job you all are doing. And our platform is always open, always, always open. Great job, Olivia. Aaliyah, great job, and Ollie. We got 3 more minutes, so I can say a goodbye and allow you all in the 3 minutes to let Barbados know again Aaliyah, the initiatives you have going on, how Barbados can support, and Olivia, you're going to let them know all about what is going on. Within the next 3 minutes, I'm going to take up the other 3 minutes. Thank you so much for coming. This is your brother, Uncle Sluggy, and I love one to all.
One love, Sluggy. Thank you. Have a good evening tonight.
Yes, please. Be to the world tomorrow night, Dower Jordan Secondary School, 7 p.m. Don't forget. Boom.
Okay, ladies, you heard Sluggy. We've got a few minutes left before we get ready for some sailing. So we will give it all over to you guys. Who wants to go first? Let's let Aaliyah, let her. Okay, Aaliyah has asked you to go first, Olivia.
Oh, she's letting me go first. Okay, thank you, Aaliyah. And what a pleasure it was meeting you, although I can't see you, that's okay. But what you're doing as a young woman within your community is really good, and I commend you, and I want you to keep up that work.
Thank you.
Right, so this Saturday, well, next Saturday, March 18th, comes off a dance showcase being performed by OAN Dance Company, also known as Of Another Nature, along with other dance groups, Six, Vibe 25, Beijing Zay Movement, One Movement Dance Group, Multifarious Dance Crew, Thailand's Creative Workshop, and the Barbados Community College. That's coming off, doing the showcase, Connecting Threads, My Village, Your Village, under the umbrella of the Bridgetown International Arts Festival, March 18th, 7 p.m. at Common Mare School. Tickets are $45. And we just want the public to come out and support us and to support the festival in all its ventures.
Thank you, Olivia. Leah, over to you, young lady.
Well, for me, if you want to get in contact or to come a part with Unity Campaign, you can email tlsstudentcouncil@gmail.com, or you can visit our IG page, the Student Council page, or you can even contact our school. And our secretary will be willing to lead and get the information to us as soon as she can.
Can you just give us that email address for us one more time?
tlsstudentcouncil@gmail.com or the TLS Student Council page on Instagram.
Anybody want to say good evening to before you go, Aaliyah? And tell us where you're going. Tell us exactly where you're going when you leave here.
Good evening to all my council members, all of my teachers, and all of my cheer family, and everyone that's supporting me. When I leave here right now, I'm going to the cricket match, Vinci versus Starcom Network, to perform with my cheer team.
Fantastic. Aaliyah.
Oh, I...
Sorry, go ahead, Olivia. Oh, you go ahead. Go right ahead.
Sorry, yes. I realize I said you can get tickets, but I didn't say where. So you can get them from tickets links, and it's also CS Pharmacy. I think I'm forgetting some names. CS Pharmacy. One second. I have it here. So quickly. CS Pharmacy, Bridgetown, iShop Sheraton, Rubis Wildy, Empowered Sky Mall, and Saul Warren's. And you can check out the Instagram page as well, Bridgetown International Arts Festival. And, you know, as I said, come out and support. And I'm shouting all of the OAN family, parents, dancers, team, as well. I'm all the dance groups. Yes, shouting out everybody, all the choreographers.
And just give us the internet, the contact information again one more time, please.
Contact information, you can check out the page, Bridgetown International Arts Festival, the Instagram page. All of the information is on that page.
Thank you so much, Olivia. And Aaliyah, you said you had one more piece of information for us.
So sorry, I gave the wrong email. It's studentcouncil@thelodge.edu.bb.
Say it one more time.
studentcouncil@thelodge.edu.bb.
Thank you so much. Barbados, this has been another edition of the show, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.